Today on our program, going to take some time, going to visit with Ron Christensen. Ron is the director for the Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. Ron's been, earlier in the year when I had a chance to visit with you, and we were talking about some of the things that would be coming up. Thanks for taking time to visit with us again.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Well, we do know that you came on like the beginning of the year. We had a lot of transition that was going on, and again, the big thing was we needed to start getting some things put together, and this year we did a lot of helping hands, really focused on that. That was the easiest thing to get established right away and continue the tradition of Heart of Iowa Habitat.
Correct, and I'm very pleased with what we got done this summer, and we did several projects in Boone County, Greene County, and Guthrie County, and just got a lot of work done for folks who needed some much-needed repairs to their homes done. So I'm excited about that.
I know that Boone County, again, early on, you put out, first of all, a call for people that would like to have work done. And again, for helping hands, people need to understand there are some limitations on how far you go with that. Usually a lot of it is pretty easy things that you guys can go in and take care of over a couple of weekends, more than likely get some things cleaned up and taken care of for residences that are eligible and qualify. So you had to go through that whole process, and then you had to get people to do the work.
Correct, yes. We always need volunteers. Don't necessarily have to have construction skills or any of that. We have, you know, people who can help you. If you don't have those skills, we can show you what you need to do. And even if you can just pick up a paintbrush or a rake or, you know, whatever, a shovel, we can always use the help. So, and we did, we got some help from DMAC this year. They sent over their basketball team actually to one of our sites, and they worked one weekend, and that was wonderful. And, we always get help from the churches, and
sure.
And so, yeah, it always requires that we have volunteers that will come out and help us with the projects that we do.
I know this year when you did Helping Hands, and we've done some Helping Hands in Boone County before, but normally we see home builds here in Boone County. But this year you actually had a couple of pretty substantial Helping Hand projects.
We did. So on Carroll Street, we had a real substantial build, or not a build, but repair project.
Yeah.
And what we did there, we put a roof on, siding, windows, front and back porches, and we also sealed the foundation on that house. It really needed a lot of work, and put a lot of money into that, but also a lot of volunteer hours. Our construction, our carpenters group, as you know, a lot of retired carpenters that come every Wednesday and a lot of times on Saturdays as well, put in a ton of hours this year towards that project. Because it was a little bit more difficult than some of the projects that we typically get into,
mm-hmm.
and so it required some of that expertise that those guys had, and I was sure glad to have them, and I appreciate everything that they've done. And we also did we put a new ramp on a home on 15th Street for a lady who was having trouble getting in and out of her home, and she's still working but needed that ramp in order to be able to get in and out of her home. And a couple of other roof projects that we did, one on State Street and one on a trailer, actually, a mobile home on First Street. So lots of projects that we got done. That's just the Boone County project.
Yeah. And then I know Greene County has used Helping Hands a lot more than Boone County has. And Guthrie, I think, also has done pretty much the same thing. So, but
right.
One thing it did allow you to do, being able to go ahead and keep doing some projects, doing the Helping Hand projects, But it really, because we were having a transition, and I know they had thought about doing the home build, but when you were coming in, it just, that just was not going to happen. It just, logistically, we just couldn't get that done in the short time that you had at the beginning of the year.
Correct. We just weren't in a place where we were ready to do that, or had the finances in place to do it at that point in time either. So we are all set to go with a new build next year, though, in 2024, that will be in Ogden. A lot was donated by the Zion Lutheran Church in Ogden that we're going to build on. So we're excited about that, and we have a new partner family chosen for that. So we're all ready to go there.
Yeah, you already announced that Aspen is the partner. Her and her children are the partner family. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. As you know, we have a committee that chooses our partner family for each build.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through a process where we make sure that the family is qualified, and then we make our decision based on need, based on their ability to take care of the home, their ability to make sure that they can pay the loan back, because it's just, as you know, this is not a free home that people get. They have to pay a zero interest loan back. So we have to make sure that they're able to do that. And then also that they're going to be able to take care of the home and be a good community member. So that those are the things that we look at when we choose a family.
So,
Go ahead. I was going to say that Aspen Castell is the name of the woman who was chosen this year. She has two kids who are two very young kids, one who has a lot of health issues and is going to need a lot of care. So she there's a lot of need there. She works at a doctor's office in Ames, yep, and is going to school to manage a health facility. That's what her degree is going to be in when she's finished. So we're excited to help her out. And she is also from Ogden. She went to high school there. I believe she was a cheerleader at Ogden High School. So it's nice to see someone from that town who wants to raise her kids there and is from that area.
Yeah. So she's got some family support, family and friends. Yeah, definitely helps out a lot, too. So she'll be the partner. And again, for many people are well aware, all your partner families, they do have some sweat equity in this.
Yep. We require 350 hours of sweat equity. So they have to, between them and their family and friends, put in 350 hours of work on the project. And they work right alongside our volunteers and our contractors. And I think that also gives them some, you know, real ownership of the home. And, and I think that helps them feel good about what they've got when they're done. So I think that's go ahead.
We know we've got the lot. And then, part of this is, as you guys are going forward, because I'm sure that's what you were you spent a few more than 350 hours this year working on this. Let's put it that way. Because you go out, you get grant applicate, you do submit grants, request for grants, you get different organizations or groups that will help support the effort financially. I know there's a lot of work that goes into putting this whole thing together. So you guys have been working on that through this summer, really, just to get ready for this.
Correct. And we have a lot of grants in place already, a lot of foundations that have pitched in. We're always looking for more ways to bring in those grants, because that helps us build the next house. If we don't bring in those funds, then we don't have the funds to start the next house. And then we're in the same shape we were in before, where we weren't able to build the house this year. So we don't want to get in that situation again. So that's where I come in, and that's really my job, is making sure that we have those grants and those funds coming in at all times.
Well, that, and then the other part is, are you starting to, is this the time of the year when you start organizing and saying, look, we're going to be having this groundbreaking coming up. We're going to have to start scheduling groups. We're going to be back to doing a build. We're going to need some people to step up and help with this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The groundbreaking will be sometime in March, probably as soon as the ground is thawed enough for us to do that. We've already contacted contractors about doing the dig. Mm-hmm. And this year I've secured a grant from ARPA for $100,000, actually. So that's a huge grant, but it's a federal grant, which ties us into having to do bids for all of the work that we sure. do. So we will be doing that in the next few months as well, getting bids from contractors for anything that we can't do with our volunteers. So that's going to be our focus for the next couple of months, that and setting up fundraising and getting the volunteers organized. Like you said, we'll work with the churches on what Saturdays do folks want to come out and mm-hmm. help us and that kind of thing, and get that all arranged.
And I'm guessing yeah. your group of contractors, or your what we call the building professionals, that group, that committee, they're probably already putting plans together, ideas together. Do we have a house design and everything already that you've looked at? Or
we do, and Aspen has been involved in choosing that design. We've been working with our building committee on that. Because she has two very young children, she wants both of them upstairs with her, so we need a three-bedroom design with all three bedrooms upstairs, which we haven't, we built that design once before, but usually it's a two-bedroom.
Yep.
So this is a little bit different for us, but it's also fun to kind of do a different
yeah.
model.
Yeah, take a look at doing some different. Well, then you're not doing the same thing, doing the cookie cutter thing every time. It's it is a home. You're building a home.
Right. Yep.
So
and she's already been involved in picking out some of the appliances and things that will be in the home. So it's fun to get her involved right up front.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, we did talk about volunteering and doing things like that. So for the different church, and I know you put the word out and you've got individuals in congregations all around central Iowa that come and help with these. Do they kind of lead their congregations? Do they get the word out to them and start to line up workers to volunteer and come in and make it a Saturday?
Yes. What we'll do is we'll have a meeting sometime soon. I haven't set that up yet. Excuse me. And we'll have a meeting with all the churches, and we'll have them pick the Saturdays that they want to come and help out. And we'll have a sign-up sheet. And then we kind of rotate. So if we have eight churches who sign up, then we'll have an eight-week schedule for sure. for churches to come and help. And so that's kind of how we do it. And then we also have other volunteer groups. Like I mentioned, DMAC
sure.
came and helped us this summer with our Helping Hands projects. I would imagine they'll come and help. Fairway has come and helped in the past. They yeah. like to get involved with the painting once we're to that stage. So, that's kind of how we work that. So if there is an organization that would like to volunteer for a weekend, just let me know and we'll get you signed up.
Okay. And that's easy enough to do. They can do that by sending an email or giving a call. Stop into the office.
Yeah.
Because Ron's in the office and you can stop in and see him over there. It's not hard to find.
I'm the only one in the office, so come see me.
It's not that hard to do. Let's talk a little bit, because while this is going on, of course, this is going to be a lot of the focus here in Boone County and stuff like that. But I know you'll get helpers will come from Greene County as well. You guys just kind of go wherever work needs to be done. Greene County, are they going to be looking at Helping Hands again next year, Guthrie as well, or what's going to be happening over that way?
You bet. We're always doing Helping Hands in Greene and Guthrie County. And we may even do some helping hands in Boone County if we have the volunteers and the mm-hmm. funds to do that. What I've learned in this past year, Jim, is that there is such a need for home repairs in all three counties that we had to turn down a lot of projects this year because we just didn't have enough volunteers to do all of them. So,
and
our board will get together. We have to figure out a way to get all of those projects done and do more of them because there's just such a need.
Yeah, I was going to say from the housing studies we've seen done at least locally, we have an aging housing, but people want to keep them. And that requires repairs, and not everybody's able to keep up with all those repairs all the time.
Yeah, unfortunately, as people age, they're not able to do the work themselves, and then they can't necessarily afford to hire someone to do it, and then things tend to just not get done, and then we have issues. So, and it's sad when people have to move out of their homes because the home isn't in condition to stay in any longer. Sure. So that's where we really like to step in and say, hey, we can help out with that so you can stay in your home.
So even if people would be willing to volunteer let's just say someone wants to volunteer for Heart of Iowa Habitat, if they get a hold of you and say, look, I'd like to do Helping Hands projects. I mean, you could designate it, then you'd say, okay, I've got some people that just want to do some, whether it be painting, maybe a roofing or something like that, things like that. And you would be able to coordinate some of that as well at the same time as doing a build.
Absolutely. And we only do exterior work. So it might be even just yard work. Somebody might need their yard cleaned up mm-hmm. and we can certainly accommodate that. But if you have a desire to do that, we will find a project for you because there's certainly a need out there.
All right. Easy for people to make contact with Ron. Again, if you want to send an email, director@heartofiowahabitat.org. Of course, you got the website, heartofiowahabitat.com. They could always go to that. Stop in the office over here at 720 Story Street. Or give them a call on the line over there at 515-432-1168. Pretty exciting going forward. Lots of opportunities for people to volunteer and help out. Really, just a lot of them.
Absolutely. And we'll be having a fundraiser sometime this winter or early spring as well. We're going to be doing a soup supper like we've done in the past. So if you want to help out with that, we're more than willing to have you help.
And volunteers always appreciated. That's the big thing. Yep. Your board is all volunteers. All the people that help on the different committees are all volunteer. You're about the only one there that's being reimbursed.
Myself, and we pay our construction manager a little bit, but he doesn't get paid nearly what he deserves.
What a construction manager would be getting, yeah. Who is, by the way, handling that for you?
That's Rocco Grillo. He's a great guy, does a lot of work for us, and like I said, we don't pay him nearly enough.
Well, he keeps projects on task, doesn't he?
That's exactly what
he needs to do. I do appreciate you taking time visiting with us, letting us know what's going on. And once again, people, this is for Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. We cover not just Boone, but Boone and Greene and Guthrie counties. It is a sizable area. Your board actually covers all of the overall board covers all three counties. You got representation from all of them, and there's always work to be done out there. So if you're interested in volunteering, interested in supporting the efforts, all you got to do is make contact. Ron, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Let us know what's going on. Appreciate it. And let us know when you got your fundraiser coming up. We'll get that word out on our calendar and everything else and let folks know about it, okay?
All right. Thank you, Jim.
All righty. Ron Christensen, our guest on our program today. Once again, director of our Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity.